parents can hear me.
Welcome to the Grateful Shows podcast, exploring the world of Grateful Dead live shows through history, philosophy, fiction, and poetic meditations. I'm your guide, host, and author, J.Y. Pod, asking you to join me as we take a step back. It's set to at the Civic Center in Hartford, Connecticut, Saturday, May 10th, 1980. Once again, thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us here at the Grateful Shows podcast. Shall we go? Grateful Shows Tour Book 1, Show Number 5, The Civic Center in Hartford, Connecticut, Saturday, May 10th, 1980, Set 2. The Jerry Wailers. But you can't make that sort of announcement and expect us to play by the rules after teasing the hell out of a China cat. Life just doesn't work that way. For a group that espouses peace, they sure have a perverted way of preserving it. Against better judgment, the music begins. China Cat Sunflower. Good Lord, they are going to do this, aren't they? A cowbell-infused Saturday night extravaganza. Jerry takes his time. He is in no hurry to turn us into raving lunatics. We got a China cat at Penn State when Jerry was young enough to remember the words. If you and your geek-ass friends are sitting around your dorm listening to old tapes and decide, due to lyrical mishaps, that you didn't want to go to that show anyway, well, that's just sour doses. A forgotten word here or there never killed anyone. Besides, as the band shifts into a higher gear, the lyric count decreases, with musicianship taking center stage. This China cat is mellow. Cats tend to sleep away most of the day anyway. Occasionally, they'll wake up, walk around, eat, drink something, demand attention from their owners, get petted, and bitch a bit before retiring to their next sleeping station. And like an exasperated cat owner, Phil has had enough. He elevates the song to cruising altitude. Put some pep in that step, little kitty. The transition is nearly upon us. If you've been sleeping, we highly recommend you wake the fuck up. This is some high-quality musicianship, and it's oh so sensitive. Deliberate, teasing all the right spots, performed in the service of maximum emotional engagement. So sweet. Go, go, go for as long as necessary. Lap it up, lick it up, let the embers glow and smolder before bursting into flames, burning us alive at the stake of heresy. Yes, we believe this is magic, and yes, we are privy to it. You'd have to be deaf not to melt under that last bit of Garcia phrasing. Toss aside the China cat, there's bigger game on the horizon. I know you, Ryder. With a transition this well-paced and lucid, the rider is barely warmed up before bearing it to the hilt. Flesh rips apart as the blade goes deep, cutting through sinew and bone. The victim too shocked to fully contemplate life's final breaths and unable to call for help. The deed was carried out with ruthless efficiency. Not for us, though. Expect the unexpected, but don't count on it, is our life's motto. Hence, the rider could never have successfully carried out such a sneak attack. Ready and waiting, eagerly so. Saturday nights are for celebrations and parties without the dread of work or school in the morning. Presently soaking in the I Know You Rider's smooth tempo, which kicks into another Phil-led gear. Ready or not, here it comes. The moment all hell breaks loose. Jerry wailing out there, fanning the hell out of it. Eruptions, explosions, bombastic bass. Incoming! Clods of dirt fill the air. Get to the chopper! As the climax approaches, people go bonkers, their minds fragment. Never mind, you can always pick up the pieces later. Oh my, it ends, and we can't cheer loud enough to do it justice. Even the band needs to take a step back. A PTSD-inducing monster. We do wish the dudes with the M80s or cherry bombs or whatever they're holding would chill out a bit. We're all going to get in trouble. After much tuning on stage, Bob finally telegraphs Stranger, a song seesawing between the first and second sets all week. Being bi-musical, we'll take it either way. Feel like a stranger. With less than half the show left in real time, Bob suggests a long, crazy night is still on the docket, and only a fool would challenge anything time-related with these guys. Time. The Grateful Dead bend it. Back in the favored second set position, the stranger is grooving, and the drummers are in the pocket, compelling us to dance in ways not seen since humans communicated via hieroglyphs on stone. We voice our thoughts with abstract movements. Hopefully, we aren't offending anyone with obscene gestures. even if they are known only to a select group of Slavic shepherds. If so, apologies in advance. The groove is too tight. The drums have invaded our brains, and we offer ourselves to the music. Pure alchemy, my friends. The dead spin notes to make the golden straw. Stuff all the pillows while you can, because the transition is coming, destination unknown. Logic says it's a Jerry tune, but something strange is happening. A laboring process, birthing the next song. Plenty of atmosphere, but few concrete clues. A mixture of lead and gold, peacock feathers, and the blood of a sacred lamb is placed in a porcelain urn and left out to dry in the elements. Slowly, deliberately, it begins to coagulate. Comes a time. Alchemy begets a comes a time. So that's what they were up to. The entirety of tonight's show has become a footnote to this moment that will dominate parking lot conversation for the near future. Did you hear they did a comes a time in Hartford? The one song you don't mind rubbing into the face of your friend who didn't want to make the trip because it was, quote, too far. Define far. Data shows that if a deadhead was guaranteed a comes a time at the next show, they'd be willing to travel, on average, several hundred miles, crossing three state lines. It's that important. Those fortunate enough to be in attendance huddle to form a single organism. Happiness overflows, filling not only the cup of every person here, but also the cup of thy neighbor. Liquid runs freely and abundantly. Some choose to collect and bottle the elixir. They will bring it to their local church and raffle it off for charity, with proceeds going towards purchasing a roadside flower bed that beautifies the sign displaying worship times. Jerry is of fine voice and pleasant demeanor, even in the face of those assholes shooting off more firecrackers. Perhaps we should have doused them with our freshly filled cups and hoped they melted like salt-covered slugs. What possesses people to shatter such a serene moment with a blatant attempt at meritless attention-seeking? Imagine a society where creating a nuisance is not only tolerated, but also a viable way to make a living. Ha! Like that could ever happen. Surely, society will prefer the flowing, nuanced river of creativity and love to one of juvenile conceit. Quiet, blissful moments in life, such as this one, are essential to becoming an adult. Thus far, this is the crown jewel of the tour, to be embraced and nurtured until the time for release comes, coaxing out a fully realized version of ourselves. Thank you. Estimated profit. After handling that highly fragile Fabergé egg of a song, the estimated provides the necessary palate cleanser. Feel the air on your cheeks, soak up the sunshine, and let it go. But whatever you do, do as Bob says and don't worry. No worries with this clean vibe, free of psychological impurities. Don't you feel like you're inside a rapidly expanding bubble trying to dislodge itself from the terrestrial plane? No? Just wait. The song begins properly with Jerry on the first solo, Bob doing Bob things, and the crowd lapping it up like spilled milk on the kitchen counter. It's fun and a little bit dangerous. The fifth tune of the second set, do they dare go into an eyes, or will it wind down into the drums? Garcia is working on taking you there either way, as is the rest of the band. This is so spacious and clean. There's that word again. The music is a white sheet, starched and stretched tightly across the bed. The equally pristine curtains dance in the breeze, bringing in fresh seaside air. This is the journey inside the trip. Or is it the trip inside the journey? Looks like the answer will reveal itself shortly, and it doesn't sound like drums. Song number 6, Here We Come. He's gone. Could have sworn it was going to be in Eyes of the World. Pro tip, never bet on transitions. You'll lose your dignity, your pride, and even your Birks in the mud somewhere between the car and the venue. Our ancestors believe that half a dozen songs before space is a good omen. So light a sprig of sage wrapped in a poisonous snake's shed skin and recite the song of the ancient ones. Jerry is feeling it, my friends, and we thought Glens Falls was hot. But now it's official. Hartford eclipses it, taking its rightful place as the show of the tour so far. The level of poise, confidence, and elegance leaves us no choice but to rank this show number one, and we haven't even reached drums yet. But when you know, you know. No hurry, no worry, no rules, no expectations, just pure Music. Take it or leave it. We'll take it as much as possible, thank you very much. When the chafing dish is empty, we'll snap our fingers so the caterer knows to refill it immediately. This he's gone is massive. To the delight of security, it clears the aisles with a swift kick of the tail as it lumbers, dinosaur-like. The terrible lizards are among us. And while interspecies communication remains elusive, the obsession with bringing back the past is alive inside this jam. It is a beast. It is humanity. Some sociologists have defined humanity as the act of protecting and respecting our dearly departed. Wildebeests, the fast food of the Serengeti, do not mourn their brethren felled by predators' jaws, lest they too become prey. Humans have no such fear. Safety has allowed humans to express complex emotions such as contemplation and compassion. The song is a memorial service, a funeral, a wake, and a call to those who have departed from our lives, whether through death or other causes, such as drifting apart. He's Gone teaches us that the essence of life is found in the connections we keep and the lives we touch during our time here on Earth. Uncle John's Band. Dude, what the hell? The ghost of Harriet Beecher Stowe awakens. Uncle Tom's Band finds refuge in Uncle John's cabin. So much confusion and nary a drum space in sight. Whatever's happening, we are absolutely loving it. Carefree, we feast on fresh game and pumpkins prepared by our gracious hosts. Between puffs of their finest tobacco, they teach us how to identify wild game and locate hidden breeding grounds. Ain't no time to hate. Time has been bent, broken, and thrown out with the trash to accommodate the promised long crazy night. Some things are made to be broken. The band has been so tight for so long, we can't wait to do this jam together. Come to take his children home. Yes, we are lost children. We will follow. Take us to our collective home through streets paved with soundscapes and forbidden candy. Please close your eyes and imagine with us as it begins. You are now inside a Grateful Dead masterpiece. Notes that match your favorite colors paint the air. While Garcia has been wailing all night, the tempo has stayed deliberate yet forceful. There is a message hidden within the music. It materializes as scrolls found beneath every seat in the Civic Center. Untie the ribbon and let the contents of the scroll reveal themselves. The messages are unique to each person who reads them, and only that person's interpretation is correct. Although you may be tempted to peek at your neighbor's scroll, please refrain from doing so. If caught, both parties are doomed to suffer from negative unbalanced synesthesia, a condition with no cure that causes one to believe they are not made of flesh, but of words written inside the scroll. Once read, the words vanish, taking their inhabitants with them. The drums begin. Should we start reading? Drums. An incredible pre-drums segment. Yet the dudes with the explosives still haven't run out of ammo. Jesus Christ, did they roll through the gate with a cadre of explosives strapped to their torsos in an X shape? It's about time they looked at their own prophecy scrolls. Specially delivered from the Twilight Zone headquarters deep in the Finger Lakes region, they arrive in the slender hands of a pale girl wearing a crisp white cotton dress, the high neckline blending with her skin. Her beauty softens the blow, which reads, "It is over. Heed the warning or perish at once." Immune to such messages, they snatch the parchment from the girl's hand, whip out lighters, and burn it on the spot, executing their philosophy of what you can't read won't hurt you. They may have a point. Unexpectedly, the drum segment has expanded the ranks of the like-minded horde who gather in the highest reaches of the Civic Center to plot their next move. Drumming was a natural reaction to explosions in the prehistoric sky, explains the leader, not letting fact or truth get in the way of a compelling story. As such, early man progressed and evolved through the act of drumming. Yet, the mere sound of the drum wasn't enough to satisfy his urge. The goal was always louder. Hence, through discovery of gunpowder, the first order of business was to create the loudest blast possible. And with that blast, our history begins. The audience nods in solidarity. The rest of the story has already been written. The never-ending attacks on lesser peoples, enemies of the state, and those deemed terrorists. Blow them up, rid them of this earth. There is no place for them. The bigger the explosion, the more effective the deterrent. Stockpiling loudness is done in the name of peace. We must overcome the sounds that threaten to destroy not only our people, but the fabric of society itself. the followers are eager to use these deterrent methods. After receiving their leader's blessing, they scatter, carrying blueprints and fireworks, to return to their homeland and exact justice for perceived slights. Space. Space immediately enters a truckin'-flavored jam. The 7-song pre-drum serenade was so long that it had the union workers and the fire marshal tapping their watches in perfect synchronization. Frantic tapers wonder where it all went wrong. Despite all the calculations, the math, the statistics, and the constant monitoring, there was no clean tape flip in the house. Instead of being grateful for this rare musical gift, they stare in disbelief, their questions mounting. How could the band do this to us? The rest of the crowd isn't concerned about time or timing. It's all gravy from here. Any song, any time is fine. But guess what? They aren't doing a trucking at all. Jerry drips musical notes onto the floor, which we must follow before they evaporate. In and out of the rows we go, in search of a safe space exit. No, this isn't trucking at all. The telltale fat beat rumbles toward an alternate path. Not fade away. Once again, the heartbeat slows and pulses. Another monster appears, the monster of eternal love. Prepare to ride the beast. Fasten your seatbelts, because Jerry is about to deliver a Nantucket sleigh ride on the Connecticut River. Save the whales? No way. Ride the whales, while lamenting that one day the whalers will disappear not only from the New England seas, but also from this Hartford venue deemed too small for professional hockey. NFA, hockey fans, you still have the Bruins. But of course, Hartford isn't Bruins country, and the Boston contingent isn't exactly welcoming. When the Whalers finally find a home in Carolina, fans will have to decide, either cross over to the dark side and support the, gasp, Rangers, or for those wishing to witness a team raise the cup more than once in a half century, the Devils. Cool as ice, the band continues. The dead, however, won't fade away, keeping Hartford on their radar into the next decade. How many here can make that claim? Ooh, a rather clunky transition. Better chill on the fortune-telling. Sugar Magnolia. An awkward yet forgivable transgression, as noted in section 4, verse 34 of the Grand Book of the Deadhead Way, which reads, quote, "Thou shall not disparage the usage of a questionable transition when the intent is noble," unquote. None is more noble than rolling in the sunshine, green grass, or whatever, with a sugar magnolia who'll do just about everything delightful except bring the jailhouse key. Wait a minute, wrong song. The boys aren't the only ones suffering from the effects of that incredibly long pre-drum segment. We're also having trouble concentrating. Oh boy, this sugar mag has yet to realize its potential. We root for it, we stand on chairs and exhort the band to lose abandon and fly into the teeth of the wind, but to no avail. The factory can only produce so many jaw-dropping moments before running dry. At least we have Sunshine Daydream. A final gasp, grasping at straws and going lights out. As much as it pains us to admit it, this wouldn't be such a bad time for a cheeky firecracker or two, or even a stronger cherry bomb. Where's the fireworks squad when you need them? Probably hassling no nukes protesters. To hit the level of intensity we expect, Sugar Mag needs more screams, posturing, and an all-out cheese assault. But alas, we don't think it made it. Better let the jury decide. While Two Tunes Out of Space may appear to be a ripoff on paper, considering the alternative is another Chuck Berry twofer, it's a case of quality over quantity. And look at that set list. Well done. Thank you all, says Bob. Encore. Alabama Getaway. Just when you thought it was safe to get back in the water, Alabama hunts us down. It could smell that note from hundreds of songs away. The recently released Alabama is out for blood. The judge and the jury both did him wrong, and now there's hell to pay, and as an encore, no less. A great call, given the dearth of barn burners tonight. A minor quibble for those fault finders among us. Looks like the band is okay with releasing us still freaking and tweaking onto the streets. Arista approved. Brent takes center stage with a nifty solo. No quitting these guys. I've got a feeling we're all going to end up in a massive pile of dust by the time the song is finished. Here comes the setup before Jerry goes in for the final kill. Bombs away! Incredibly, among the dancing and reverie, they managed to squeak in one last salvo before ending the night. It almost feels like an apology for the lack of speed in tonight's selections. But wait a minute, There's more. One more Saturday night. Bobby's duty is to remind us of reality, no matter how fractured our sense of time has become. That's right, it's Saturday night. This dose of reality comes in the form of a double encore. What a long, long, crazy night it has turned out to be. They weren't kidding. Put on your rockin' shoes and dance all the way into Sunday morning. Forget church. We worship at musicians' feet. They carry the muse's words, unafraid to spread it across a carpet and watch the notes rise like exotic snakes. Snakes are streaming through the air like balloons. They shoot up to the rafters like confetti and burst. And wouldn't you know, the fireworks squad and their minions have returned to use these snakes as target practice. No way they'd miss this. Premature explosions and uncontrollable laughter. It really is a party. We will leave the arena, still covered in colorful strands of paper, the telltale debris of a grand time had by all. And one wouldn't be wrong. What a show. Hartford fucking wailed, indeed. Hope you had a good one. Thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us here at the Grateful Shows podcast. See you next show on Grateful Shows. If this reading of Grateful Shows has given you something to sit with, I'd be glad to have you along for the rest of the ride. You can listen on whatever platform suits you best. The link is in the show notes. And if you'd like to go deeper, the written work behind these readings will be available as a complete tour book upon finishing the tour. Again, the link is below. A short note on Podchaser would mean a great deal at this early stage of the show's life. And if you'd like to receive occasional communication about the writing and what's coming next, the newsletter sign-up is in the show notes too. Thank you so much for listening.